Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Heavy rains that fell across the interior Sunday and Monday are rising area rivers. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg says the rain totals varied by location, but that all the water is moving into drainages.
Anywhere from 1 to even 4 or 5 inches of rain, and that is causing some of the rivers to start rising here, especially the main stem rivers, the Tanana, the Chena, are starting to rise. And we're seeing a rise in the Fairbanks area on the Tanana that's getting up near flood stage.
Berg says the Weather Service has issued a flood advisory for the mouth of the Chena River, where it dumps into the Tanana in West Fairbanks.
For the Rosie Creek area, as the waters come up, it has a tendency to get into some of those low-lying areas and cause some problems. So we're dealing with that at the moment.
Rising water on the Chena River is not expected to be enough to trigger operation of the dam at the Chena River Lakes Flood Control Project in North Pole. Army Corps of Engineers Project Manager Tim Fayville says levels are projected to remain below threshold.
We're going to roll over well below the threshold for gates in the water. So, you know, we're running around, 2,400 cubic feet per second. And it's going to continue to rise all the way up through, maybe into Thursday morning. That's what they're projecting. But it won't get much over, say, the 4,000 CFS. And, of course, we don't regulate till upwards of 8,000 CFS.
Fayville credits an extended dry period that this week's rain followed. Flood advisories are also in effect along the Richardson Highway between Delta Junction and Fielding Lake and along the Denali Highway. Berg says more rain is expected this weekend. Three officials from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Department of Residence Life are on administrative leave as the department faces an investigation from an outside law firm. University spokeswoman Marmion Grimes confirmed that Dean of Students Laura McCullough, Director of Residence Life Jamie Abreu, and Jan Napolsky, Area Coordinator for the Cutler Apartments and Employee and Family Housing, have all been placed on administrative leave. Grimes says the three are not on leave because of disciplinary action. She said the university has hired the law firms Perkins Coie to investigate a series of complaints filed against the department. Grimes noted the complaints cover a wide variety of subjects, including department practices and interactions between staff members and students. She added that the complaints stem from the 2017-2018 academic year, but go back as far as 2014. Grimes said she is unsure when the investigations will be completed, but that the three officials remain on leave with the academic year set to begin August 27th. Native hunters will be able to kill more polar bears from the Chukchi Sea population. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the commission responsible for setting a harvest limit recently raised the quota from 58 to 85 bears per year, shared equally between Alaska and Russian hunters. The quota increase was based on new scientific and traditional ecological knowledge indicating that the polar bear population is doing well. Eric Regier is a polar bear biologist who advised the commission.
Currently, the nutritional condition or the fatness of the bears in the Chukchi Sea is on par with what it was 20, 30 years ago.
In 2010, the U.S. and Russia put a limit on the number of polar bears native hunters were allowed to harvest from the Chukchi Sea population. It was part of an effort to conserve the animals in the face of uncertainty about how they would respond to sea ice loss. Regier says the new research indicates that the population numbers and the reproductive rates of the Chukchi Sea polar bears are good, but there are still concerns.
Sea ice loss associated with climate change is the primary threat to the species, and we don't know when or how it may affect Chukchi Sea polar bears, but we would expect from a scientific perspective that at some point in the future there will be some negative effects.
Alaska native hunters take about 30 Chukchi Sea polar bears a year on average. Katya Wasoe, executive director of the Alaska Nanook Co-Management Council, which represents Alaska native polar bear hunters, says the group was advocating for an even larger quota.
When you introduce something like a quota, that creates a different atmosphere, one more anxiety of competition. And our hunters were concerned about that. So they wanted just a cushion, the freedom to be able to manage through our own traditional values, our own traditional practices.
The commission that sets the harvest limit reviews the quota annually. A quota has been in place since 2010, but so far has not been enforced. The political arm of the National Rifle Association says it's running a TV ad in Alaska, urging Senator Lisa Murkowski to confirm President Trump's U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Others are also trying to influence Murkowski. Healthcare advocacy group Protect Our Care says it's running ads to urge a no vote on Trump's nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Murkowski, a Republican, wants to meet with Kavanaugh and speak with him in detail on various issues. She also has said she plans to review his decisions in writing off the bench, listen to his responses to Senate Judiciary Committee members, and consider the views of Alaskans in determining whether to support him. Fellow Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan plans to support Kavanaugh. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.